we are working particularly, I suppose, in the 12 to 24 age bracket. And there are a group of young people, I suppose, for a long time have never really been acknowledged and recognised and also, actually, I suppose, celebrated in many ways, really. And so what we're trying to do is, there is a new support service that has been set up in the county now for young carers. And this particular week has been very much about, I suppose, raising awareness that, you know, that a lot of young people, I suppose, even within family environments, probably don't even realise themselves often, and they don't self-identify as a young carer. So we're trying to, you know, to educate the wider public, and, you know, we're very visible in schools this week. We've been in all our locations, like the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. We had a very successful conference yesterday. So it's, you know, with professionals and health professionals who are maybe often visiting families and even don't think of themselves, of maybe how all their family members are affected. So it's a very wide initiative. There's a lot of issues that come up in this particular, with this particular, you know, sector of young people. And I suppose what we're trying to do is, you know, to make it easier for those young people to come forward and say, look, you know, I do need some support here. And, you know, if some young people in that scenario may not need any support, they may, you know, but if they do, that to know that there is help there.
And this will encompass young people who could very well be coming home from school and looking after a parent or a sibling. It can encompass a fair range of activities within the home.
Very much so. I mean, the young carers are, you know, can come from a very wide spectrum. You know, we're working with young carers who maybe, you know, have a, you know, maybe come from a situation where a parent might be disabled, and, you know, and they go home and they're helping out there and they've taken on extra responsibilities in the home. They might have another sibling in the family, you know, who has a disability. But also there's other wide ranging issues there too, you know, that maybe young people, and sometimes that's the ones that are more sensitive, that they don't want to come forward. It's maybe there might be a young person who has, you know, maybe there's an alcohol problem in the family, or maybe a parent or otherwise, or, you know, have a mental health issue, and, you know, and they're having to take on that extra stress and they're having to take on those extra duties. And, you know, and what the Young Carer Support Service particularly is aiming to achieve is, you know, to provide support to those people as well, provide training to those young people, you know, so maybe giving them that extra little bit of help in terms of, you know, if they have challenges with, and some of them might even be, you know, responsible for even managing elements of finance within the house.
And in the case of those sensitive ones that you've referred to, sometimes they are perhaps the ones where the most professional help is needed.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's where I suppose we have there's a dedicated team now within the wider youth service here who are, they've been set up now to, you know, to deal with those particular sensitive issues, you know. This is an initiative really that's happened through the Donegal Children and Young People Services Committee at a wider level, where they identified that these were a grouping of young people who, I suppose, there was a lot of anecdotal evidence, and there was a lot of, you know, youth workers and a lot of the family resource centre people and different things were saying that, you know, these young people were on occasion coming forward, but they felt that they weren't, you know, it wasn't being recognised in terms of that there was a real need there, you know. So there's been a lot of work ongoing to make sure that, you know, those supports are there. But, you know, in terms of Thony, as you know, the success of a project like this too, there's a lot of work that has to go on in the early stages, supposed to give people the confidence that they can access the support service, and also, you know, in a confidential manner also, and also that they feel, and they themselves can identify that, you know, that, look, I, in some instances my life is great, but that now and again, you know, this does become a frustration for me. It does become a difficulty, you know, and a little bit of extra help or support or information, you know, could be really helpful to me, you know, and those are the young people particularly we're trying to reach out to, so that they feel, have the confidence to come forward.